Hey beautiful souls. Welcome back to Energetic Alignment, your daily dose of positive vibes and affirmations to lift you higher, brighter, and just overall more awesome. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host, here to guide you on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual evolution. Now, today's episode is all about something we hear tossed around a lot, self-care, but let's dive deeper, shall we? Because when we truly embrace self-care as a spiritual practice, it becomes so much more than just bubble baths and face masks. It's about nurturing our whole being, mind, body, and soul. Let me tell you, in this whirlwind of a world, with constant demands pulling us in every direction, it's easy to forget that we need to fill our own cups first. I mean, ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're just giving and giving until there's nothing left to give? You know that feeling when you hit a wall and suddenly all you want is to hibernate under a mountain of blankets? That's the universe screaming at you to prioritize self-care. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will transform your understanding of self-care as a spiritual practice. Number 1, it's not selfish, it's essential. Seriously, we often feel guilty taking time for ourselves because society tells us to be constantly productive and on. But honey, you can't pour from an empty cup. When we prioritize our well-being, we become better versions of ourselves, more capable, compassionate, and present in all areas of our lives. Think of it like this. If you're on a flight and the oxygen mask drops, who do you help first? Yourself. You have to take care of yourself so you can help others effectively. Number 2 is about listening to your inner wisdom. We're all connected to an inner voice that knows what we truly need. Sometimes it whispers, sometimes it shouts, but it's always there. Take time for quiet reflection, meditate, journal, go for a walk in nature. Pay attention to your body's signals. What does it crave? Is it rest, movement, creative expression, connection? Tune into those cues and honor them. Number 3, it's a journey, not a destination. Self-care isn't about achieving some perfect state of being. It's an ongoing process of learning, growing, and evolving. There will be days when you feel amazing and others when you need extra TLC. Be kind to yourself, no matter what. Celebrate the small wins and don't beat yourself up for setbacks. Number 4, it's about setting boundaries. This is crucial. Learning to say no to things that drain your energy allows you to say yes to things that nourish your soul. It's okay to protect your time and space. Remember, saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you strong. And finally, number 5, it's about celebrating the beauty of being human. We all have imperfections, challenges, and moments of darkness. But we also have incredible strengths, resilience, and a capacity for love that is truly awe-inspiring. Embrace your whole self, the light and the shadow, and remember that you are worthy of love, happiness, and fulfillment. Now, let me share a real-world example to illustrate this point. Imagine you're invited to a party, but you're exhausted after a long week. Your mind says go, it will be fun. But your body is screaming for rest. That's where setting boundaries comes in. It's okay to politely decline the invitation and choose self-care instead, perhaps a quiet night and with a good book or a warm bath. You're not being rude, you're honoring your needs. Remember, self-care is an act of love. It's about showing up for yourself, nurturing your inner world, and allowing yourself to thrive. By embracing it as a spiritual practice, we create a ripple effect that extends outwards, touching everyone around us. So, my beautiful souls, take these takeaways with you today. Be kind to yourselves, listen to your intuition, set those boundaries, and remember you deserve all the good things life has to offer. Now go out there and radiate your own unique brilliance. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little self-care reminder. And if you feel inspired, leave us a review. It truly helps others find this podcast. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.